He had a Hall of Fame career on the field.
Paul Molitor is the first player in the history of baseball to get a triple on his 3,000th hit.
And now he's making out the lineup card for his hometown team.
I'd like to introduce the 13th manager of the Minnesota Twins, Paul Molitor.
This is the Paul Molitor Show. Your chance to hear directly from the manager on the state of your team. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Atterbury and Jack Morris.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Molitor Show. Chris Atterbury, Jack Morris here at Target Field. Nice and quiet here at Target Field. Anything but quiet for the about 30 minutes leading up to yesterday's ball game in Texas. Torrey Hunter serving a suspension. Aaron Hicks was injured. Then in the middle of the ball game, the news, of course, that Byron Buxton makes his debut today. In the middle of that, there was actually a ball game. Twins fall for the fifth straight time. And, of course, Paul Molitor was right in the middle of all of that yesterday. Paul, you have had calmer days, I would think, than yesterday's day at the ballpark in Texas.
Good morning, Chris. Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, it was just one of those days where, you know, we're trying to keep our priorities about trying to win a game, but in the midst of that, there was a lot of other activity, you know, surrounding things involving our team. If I started out with finding out about Aaron Hicks's elbow issues that he was having, that they're starting the batting cage, and then Torrey Hunter came in late because he was dealing with flu most of the previous night, and then everything starts spinning from there. So there was a lot of things to try to talk through between a lot of different people and try to get through the game as best we can, and then worry about roster things once we got completed.
Paul, speaking of Aaron Hicks, any word on how that elbow is and where he's going to – what's his status today?
Jack, we have a late start today. There's something going on with Texas and their field today, so we have no access to the field prior to the game. So we pushed the bus back. I haven't seen anybody this morning as of yet. My indications are that, you know, by swinging away at his bat, somehow he irritated that right elbow. I think it's muscular. But he couldn't swing from either side, off the tee, soft tip, toss, or anything. And obviously, once you're throwing elbow, you're concerned about it. We'll find out when we get there in terms of whatever corresponding roster move that we are going to have to make this morning in regards to activating Buxton.
Yeah, and obviously, that's the big headliner for folks here in the Twin Cities. Paul, you've been in the game a long time. Jack, you as well. And we've live in a different era in terms of how much of a microscope is put on prospects now. I mean, back in the day, you could toil away in the minor leagues and your face wasn't splashed all over everywhere. That's very different now. Can either of you liken this news in terms of how it's been received by Twins fans to a prospect maybe that either was you or that you played with throughout your careers?
Well, it's hard for me to imagine many other Twins prospects that, given the circumstances of where we're at with, like you mentioned, just the ways of information being out there, that we've seen anything quite close to this. I mean, we've had some guys that have been built up to some degree throughout the years, and even going back to guys like Kirby and things, we heard about those kind of people. But this has been a different animal from everything from being the number one pick, the number one prospect, to just a lot of things that have surrounded this young man. So this probably, you know, puts this one far and away above some of the other situations that we've seen.
And, Paul, I might just add, I'm not sure it's fair. I know it's exciting for the kid to get the notoriety when he's in the minor leagues and, more than likely deserved most of the attention that he's got, knowing that he is a fine prospect. But I'm kind of the firm believer, and I guess I'm old school in this regard, that let's see what he does at the big league level before we create a superstar out of somebody that really hasn't swung a bat once at the big league level, and yet he's under a lot of extra stress and pressure because of it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's I don't think it's fair in terms of what you're putting on a young man like that, and like you said, there's no guarantees at this game. We see a lot of guys that have dominated minor leagues, college ball. They come up here and they just can't seem to get over the hump, and some really, really talented people. So it's just the kind of nature of the beast these days that, the Twins fans have cared about this guy for a long time. They have a lot of expectations. I hope everyone can just kind of sit back, understand whatever this guy's going to do in the game long term, you've got to have to just allow him the chance to grow like every other kid that comes through here, because he's young. He missed some time last year, we all know. There's going to be some growing pains, and we'll just have to see how it responds. But it just seemed the right time to get him up here, given the circumstances surrounding our team.
Paul, it leads to the next question I have for you. All things being equal and all things being fair, are you more willing to let a young prospect like a Byron Buxton maybe struggle a little bit and fail a little bit at the big league level and learn the game at the big league level, knowing his upside, versus maybe a veteran player that just seems to be buying time and filling holes for an organization in between that that time where you're, you know, maybe rebuilding for the future?
Right. Well, I think it has to do a lot with the last component in terms of where you're at with your season and what are you trying to accomplish in the short term as well as long term as of your goals surrounding that particular club and then with that particular player. So, you know, obviously there's been a lot of guys that have come up here that have had to go back down at some point just to kind of recharge whatever it is, either mentally or their skills that get exposed up here that needs to be improved at the lower levels. But I think obviously you're going to have some patience when you're involved with young players coming up because they're just going to be mistakes along the way. And, you know, Terry and I talked, we don't know if this is going to be a permanent thing. A lot will depend on just how things go. But right now we need the center fielder to come up with Torrey being suspended, interleague games coming up, uncertainty of how long Aaron's situation is going to linger. There was a lot of things that pointed to this was the time to give Byron a shot.
All right, well said, Paul. This is the Paul Molitor Show. If you have a question for the manager, it's 877-38-TWINS, 877-388-9467. We'll talk a little bit more about how Paul plans to utilize Byron Buxton in the coming days. And, of course, there's a lot of non-Buxton topics to get to as well with Paul Molitor when we return right here on your home for Twins Baseball.
Hi, this is Twins third baseman Trevor Plouffe. Imagine bases are loaded, it's full count, and who's coming in to pitch? Well, you could be with the Ultimate Twins Game Sweepstakes. One lucky fan will watch the game from their own private suite, throw out a first pitch, and hang out with me before the game on September 19th. Look for sweepstakes rules and entry forms wherever Sheboygan sausage is sold. Or text keyword Ultimate Twins to 24587. That's 24587. Don't forget to enter the Ultimate Twins Games from Sheboygan Sausage. I hope to see you on September 19th. Sheboygan.
Baseball season is finally here, and now is the time to check out DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of the Minnesota Twins. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with injured players or poor performers. Just pick two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you can win huge cash prizes. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code MNTWINS to play for free. That's MNTWINS at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of the Minnesota Twins.
While a cow eats 25 pounds of hay each day, a Case IH round baler can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. And while cattle have only one job to do, a Maxim Series tractor has 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for every other job you need to get done, count on Case IH equipment. Visit your local Case IH dealer or caseih.com/livestock.
Honey, another cabinet door broke.
We'll fix it with duct tape.
Using short-term fixes when you need long-term solutions, a U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit can help. Visit a branch, usbank.com/lowrate, or call 800-209-BANK. For details about credit costs and terms, call 800-209-BANK or see your U.S. banker. Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, home equity loans and lines offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hello, Dream Kitchen. Goodbye, duct tape.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the Paul Molitor Show. Chris Atterbury, Jack Morris here at Target Field's network headquarters. Paul Molitor joining us from the Lone Star State of Texas as the Twins try to avoid a sweep here today and snap a five-game losing streak. They'll take on the Rangers behind Phil Hughes later on this afternoon. And, Paul, the phone lines are lighting up. You got people fired up today, so we're going to go to Mankato for Kathy. And, Kathy, do you have a question for the manager this morning?
Yes, I do. First of all, it's great to talk to you, Paul, but I was wondering where you were planning to bat Buxton today in the batting order.
I'm sure that's a question on everybody who's following our situation.
To be honest with you, here at Hotel, I have a couple of lineups that I worked on last night. When we get in there today, I'm going to go ahead and get a chance to see Buxton. I'm going to talk to our coaching staff, and we have to make sure that everyone's healthy to go before I can put it out there. Obviously, there's an option of either leading him off or hitting me at the bottom. Those are the two things that we're going to consider before we run out there and play the game today.
And is a lot of that dependent on whether Aaron can go or whether he has to maybe go to the DL or not?
That's part of the issue that we have to get solved once we get out there.
You know, you worked with Byron a bit, Paul, in spring training. And, Kathy, thank you for the call and for the question. I think Paul was right. A lot of people wondering that. What was your sense of Byron in your time with him in the minor leagues and in spring training as a person, as the way he's wired? Because he certainly gets rave reviews from coaches, teammates, evaluators throughout his time with the Twins organization.
Well, you know, we're an organization that believe that character counts and all those types of things. I've been around him enough to know the kind of respect he has for people above him, if you will, authority-wise, coaches, management, respected by his teammates, treats people very, very well. He's a humble kid, and, you know, a lot of credit to his family and his upbringing and those type of things. So, you know, part of the question when you bring up anybody, really, is, you know, because of the circumstances, sometimes you're forced to do it maybe a little faster than you'd like, and then you have to be concerned about potentially what you're going to do to a young man who comes up here and, you know, there's always an option that things don't go particularly well and how a kid can handle it. And when you talk about his makeup and what the kid's like, that's one of the fears that I'm not too worried about. I think we're all hoping he does well, but if he doesn't, I think he's the kind of kid that's going to learn from it.
Paul Molitor on the Paul Molitor Show, and we've got Troy on the line from Burnsville. Good morning, Troy. You're with the skipper.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, since Toy Hunter is serving his two-game suspension, obviously he can't be in the dugout during the games, but can he be in the clubhouse? I will hang up and listen.
You are not allowed to be at the ballpark during your suspension. Obviously, Toy came out yesterday because we weren't sure what we were going to do. And once we got word that we were able to go ahead and start it yesterday, he went back to the hotel, and he will, in some shape or form, meet us as we get ready to travel at the end of the game today.
All right, there you have it. Good question from Troy, and there's your answer from Paul Molitor. If you've got a question for Paul, again, the number is 877-38-TWINS, 877-388-9467. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about some Twins news, non-Byron Buxton related, and now the Twins are going to stop this five-game losing streak today in Texas. It's the Paul Molitor Show, and this is your home for Twins baseball.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world. But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Get that old clunker out of the garage. By donating your vehicle through the Twins Community Fund, you're actually turning your car into new equipment and playing fields for thousands of youth baseball and softball players across Twins territory. From giving inner city youth access to the game to renovating that rundown baseball field in your hometown, your gift makes a huge difference. To learn more and make a donation, visit TwinsCommunityFund.org. That's TwinsCommunityFund.org.
If you're struggling to pay the mortgage, Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make it easier. Call 888-995-HOPE. or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The Minnesota Twins and Fox Sports North present Military Monday. Active military and veterans, plus four guests, can get half-price home plate view seats with their military ID. For more information, go to twinsbaseball.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Mahler Show. I'm Jack Morris, along with Chris Atterbury here in the studios in Minnesota. Paul, down in Texas, last game of a three-game series with the Texas Rangers before you head to St. Louis. And, Paul, it's been a tough week for your guys, and it doesn't appear to be a whole lot easier if St. Louis is pounding on a team that just swept you in Minnesota. So I guess a week in review, your analysts, I think the good news is you guys haven't lost a lot of ground. Everybody in the division seems to be losing at the same time.
You know, I try to, Jack, I guess a couple of reactions. I try not to pay a ton of attention to the standings here in June. I know it's a common thing. Fans want to know where your team stands. And when you haven't had much of a chance for a period of time in your organization, people are going to look to that. I'm trying to keep my eyes on the field the best that I can. I thought that, you know, heading into Kansas City series, we all knew that potentially to have some games, you know, first place matchup and all that. But we hadn't had a great Brewer series. We had responded and won the last game, and, you know, Boston, we, you know, offense had showed signs that it was, you know, struggling a little bit. So, you know, you're going to go through times in the year when you don't play particularly well. That's just the nature of a long season. Now, how much was attributed that to some of our players getting caught up in where we were at? I think that's partially true. We've talked a lot about, you know, what it takes to compete over an entire season. The old adage about, you know, what you really have is today and how you go about your business. We've pitched well at times, and we haven't scored a lot, and we've had some days where we haven't pitched well, and the bullpen hasn't contained. We've had a lot of guys that have had good years this year, especially on the mound. And, you know, yesterday, as an example, Mike Pelfrey has been a great story. But you could tell yesterday his command was off and his fastball was up, and he couldn't find the right release point on his split finger. And there were some ugly hits, but there were some hard hits. And it was just one of those games where it got away from us. So we've lost in different varieties. It's disappointing to lose games over a, you know, 10-day period where, you know, you had a chance to win a few if you could have scored some runs and all those things. But we're going to try to salvage a game here against Texas. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of attention on Buxton and all those things. But we're going to go out there and try to play a good, clean, crisp game. And as you said, it doesn't get any easier. We got the Cardinals, the Cubs, White Sox. We got a lot of good teams coming in, but we got to focus on today.
And today you're sending your right-hander Phil Hughes to the mound. Phil has had his share of ups and downs, not really as sharp as fans remember him from last year. With that being said, he's one shutout away from helping his team kind of turn this whole momentum around.
Well, Texas, you know, they've had a great turnaround since their struggles early, too, and they really swing the bat. One thing that we've seen in this series is that they're pretty fearless up there swinging now. Everyone's in the attack mode, almost like Milwaukee was against us. I think we have to kind of get them a little more uncomfortable. Hopefully Phil can do that today. Otherwise, their free swinging approach can create a lot of damage. He had a nice start last time. He gave up a home run to Morales in the Kansas City series. That was really his only big mistake in that game. So I'm hoping his trend continues. However we shape our lineup today, we saw a little bit of life yesterday. We had a nice rally early, and you know, we closed the game out with some good at bats. You never know if those things are going to carry over or not, but I think the guys will come out today ready to play a good game.
Paul, when you look at this lineup, not unlike Cleveland, a lot of left-handed sticks, and they can hurt you in a lot of ways. Your bullpen right now, the two lefties who have gotten some big outs for you throughout the course of this year in big spots, both Thompson and Dunsing fighting it a little bit. Is that make it more difficult as you and Neil try to figure out which one of those guys going to get back in the groove first and how to utilize them versus some of these lefties?
Well, I think it's always a challenge for, you know, pitching coach and the manager and where you're at with your team and who's throwing the ball well. And as you mentioned, Texas, they a lot of their damaged guys are left-handed, and their numbers aren't as good against left-handed pitching. We tried to get, you know, both Brian and Aaron an inning yesterday just to kind of get in a situation where it wasn't as critical, just so they could maybe relax and kind of go out there and try to get to a clean inning, which they both did. So that was encouraging. It's a little different when the game's on the line. We all know that. But we're going to, you know, we got some righties that are fairly rested that have pretty good matchup numbers against lefties, even though these guys are better that way. So depending on where you're at in the game and what gives you the best chance to win, that's what we're going to have to decide here today.
We'll take our last time out. When we come back, Dwayne from Northfield will join our program, and we'll have more on today's contest between the Twins and the Rangers. It's the Paul Molitor Show, and this is your home for Twins baseball.
What does Ford have to do with that vacation you've been dreaming of? More than you'd think. The Certified Pre-Owned Summer Sales Event is going on now. Every Certified Pre-Owned Ford vehicle has to pass a 172-point inspection by factory-trained technicians and comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 12-month, 12,000-mile limited warranty. Ford Credit also offers 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on select vehicles. With savings and quality like that, your Certified Pre-Owned Ford can help you save for and get you to your dream vacation. Find the perfect certified pre-owned Ford for you at your local Northland Ford dealer. Visit northlandford.com and your local Northland Ford dealer today. See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details. Vehicle availability varies by dealership. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR for 72 months at $1,471 per month per $1,000 financed on select vehicles regardless of down payment. Take delivery from dealer stock by 6/30/15. Residency restrictions may apply. See dealer for qualifications and details.
It's no secret Quick Trip has the fresh food you need every day. From chips and buns to ripe produce and...
Psst. Hey, buddy. You cooking out?
Yeah, I am.
Well, then you're gonna need brats, hamburger, hot dogs.
You bet. Premium fresh meat now at Quick Trip. For a limited time, get an 8-pack of hamburger buns free with a purchase of premium ground beef.
You saved me a trip.
Hey, wait for me.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the Paul Molitor Show final segment. Chris Atterbury, Jack Morris here in studio, and Dwayne is in Northfield today. And Dwayne, you're on the phone with manager Paul Molitor.
Right, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Brian Dozier is, you know, a nice ball player, great leadoff guy, but every day he hits these doubles and home runs, and I'm thinking how many more RBIs he could have if he was hitting in the third, fourth, or fifth slot. Ever thought about it?
We saw a lot about a lot of things. I'm not sure who you think that can do a better job leading off in terms of getting on base and being someone who can create opportunities for us at the top of the lineup. You know, there's always options to look at to try to balance out your run production, and when you're struggling, you're looking to find different combinations that might work. You know, we've talked about different options up there. You know, last year we saw Santana come up and do a nice job filling that role and gave Brian a chance to get down into a different position. You know, Buxton, we talked about earlier about where he's going to hit. Now, is it do you want to take a kid and with all this expectation and expect him to jump right in that spot? There's always options to look at. Dozier's done. He's been a big part of our offense, and he's done a lot of it in that leadoff spot. It's just that he's a hard guy to pull out of there because of what he can do, how he can ambush a pitcher, how he can create runs. He's driving in runs, and he's scoring a lot of runs. So it's a constant question that you're looking at about the best fit of where to put guys in there at 1-9.
Thank you for the call, Paul. I'm kind of leads to another question. Danny Santana sent to AAA to kind of regroup. I think for me personally, I think he's one of the important ingredients down the road for this organization. Do you have any report on how his week went at AAA?
Well, I've had a chance to watch a little bit of some of those games on the computer. He had a nice day the other day where he had 4 hits. He took a walk the other day, which is always encouraging. you know, it's just little things that – Mike, I talked to the manager. He went down there with a good attitude. I think there was probably a little bit of relief in terms of the pressure he was putting on himself. How long that's going to last, I'm not sure. But in the short term, he's going down there and it's gotten off to a good start. So We'll keep monitoring him and see when it makes sense to try to go ahead and see if he's ready to get back up here and help us.
Now, the other half of that transaction was Kenny Vargas coming back. He wasn't exactly ripping the cover off the ball at Rochester. Have you seen the changes you were hoping to see in his approach at the plate since he's returned?
Well, he spends a lot of time working on his swing. He probably takes as many swings as anybody every day, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes you worry about the workload for a big man like that. So he had some hits in the homestand. Still not really driving the ball as far as a potential power threat. We know he's capable of that. So he's, I don't know if he's pressing a little bit, trying to make an impression as he's gotten back up here. He's really not clicking on all cylinders, but we're trying to give him as many opportunities for him to get back on track.
Paul, we're not asking you to tip your hand with the lineup yet, but any indication of who you're catching? Is Suzuki going to be catching Hughes today?
Kurt is catching today. Chris was in there yesterday, got a double late for us, but we'll get Kurt back in there. Kurt's, he hasn't had the offensive season that we saw last year to this point. I know he's just been as frustrated as anybody. He's shown a little signs of life there for a while, coming out of Boston, the beginning of the homestand. But he handles still really, really well. And, today this guy Martinez is having a good year, and Righties have a little bit better chance, so we'll have Kurt back in there catching today.
Last question, Paul. Torrey stole your thunder a little bit, but first managerial ejection. Jack and I wondering, did you frame the lineup card? Did you get any sort of special?
Any gift that you would like us to get for you?
it's just kind of one of those things that happened. The only disappointment was I didn't really get to see what Torrey did.
Get to get your money's worth. You didn't even have time.
I received my letter of from the Major League as well, and said that my job should have been more to make sure my player was contained, and I understand how those things work. It was just one of those moments that kind of got out of control for us a little bit, a lot of emotion. No save mementos for me, though. We'll wait for the next one, whatever it might be.
All right, well, maybe you'll get a little more time. You can get a little more time.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Well, you've got some time to think about what's coming today. We appreciate your insight and honesty as always, Paul, and good luck with the Rangers.
Get us a win,
All
Paul.
Right, guys. Yeah, so hope we have a good day. All right, thanks.
That's Paul Molitor. This has been the Paul Molitor Show. And, Jack, we got like 15, 20 seconds. But I love talking to Paul because you always learn something. He thinks about everything, no matter how bad a question I might ask, and he always comes up with something.
In a short period of time, he has been as honest and straight to the point as any manager we've ever worked with. I enjoy every time we get to ask him questions.
Yeah, you always learn something. And interesting to see again how the roster move plays out today and how the game plays out today later. If you missed any part of the show, I encourage you to go back and find it online at twinsbaseball.com. For Paul and Jack, I'm Chris Atterbury saying so long. This is your home for Twins Baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.